in the limelight. Doubts about Boris Johnson's ability to survive as Britain's Prime Minister and fears that the Tories are now on a terminal electoral slide grew as party grandee Sir Bob Neills said the combination of collapsing trust in the Prime Minister coupled with a lack of clarity over what the Conservatives stood for had created a toxic mix in the minds of voters. We now present you an article written jointly by Toby Helm, Michael Savage and Philip Inman. The piece is titled, Party Grandees Warn Boris Johnson is Trashing Tory Identity. As more British MPs called Boris Johnson to resign as Prime Minister, senior Tories warned recently he has plunged the Conservative Party into an acute identity crisis as a result of the Partygate scandal and U-turns over tax policy. Former Tory leader Ian Duncan Smith told The Observer his party had been left with an enormous identity problem because it had raised taxes instead of cutting them under Boris Johnson and the Chancellor Rishi Sunak, undermining a core Tory message that had helped win its successive general elections. Doubts about Boris Johnson's ability to survive as Prime Minister and fears that the Tories are now on a terminal electoral slide grew as party grandee Sir Bob Neill said the combination of collapsing trust in the Prime Minister coupled with a lack of clarity over what the Conservatives stood for had created a toxic mix in the minds of voters. Sir Bob Neill called on Friday, 27th of May, for Boris Johnson to go. Recently, two more MPs, former Health Minister Steve Brine and Anne-Marie Morris, said they had also lost confidence in Prime Minister Boris Johnson, taking the total who have gone public to 24. Several others are understood to have written letters of no confidence to 1922 Chair Sir Graham Brady without going public, and more have privately indicated they will do so. If 54 or more MPs submit letters of no confidence to Sir Graham Brady, a leadership contest will be triggered. One rebel MP said, I reckon we're in the 40s. Another added, we're just a few off. Thursday, 26th of May and Friday, 27th of May, there was a mood of relief bordering on jubilation in Downing Street as Boris Johnson and his team believed they had survived the publication of a damaging report on Partygate by the senior civil servant Sue Gray, and then switched focus onto measures to address the cost of living crisis on Thursday. While a £15 billion package of measures announced by Rishi Sunak was broadly welcomed, many Tories were unhappy that the government funded part of it by performing a massive U-turn, which saw it adopt Labour's plan for a windfall tax on the profits of oil and gas companies. Ian Duncan Smith said that instead of imposing a tax rise on businesses, the Chancellor Rishi Sunak should have cut taxes for middle and lower earners and restored the Tory reputation as a low taxation party. Ian Duncan Smith said, he had the headroom not to do a windfall tax. Getting growth going is the priority. We have to avoid recession, and to do that, we have to lower taxes and get people spending. Ian Duncan Smith added, Conservatives believe in lower taxes, leaving people with more of their own money because they make the best choices. Unless we get back to this approach and cut taxes in the autumn budget, we're in real trouble. He said the Tories now risked earning a reputation for being a high-tax, big-state party, having also raised national insurance in breach of a manifesto commitment. He noted, I don't just think we have a bit of an identity problem, we have a massive identity problem. Gavin Barwell, the former Tory MP who served as Theresa May's chief of staff at No. 10 Downing Street, said the party's electoral prospects under Boris Johnson were grim. By failing to take action against the Prime Minister, approximately 60% of the public think should resign, Conservative MPs are sleepwalking to defeat at the next election. The latest opinion poll for The Observer finds that 56% of all British voters, including 32% of 2019 Tory voters, believe that Boris Johnson should resign. The opinion poll was conducted after publication of Sue Gray's report. Oliver Heald, the Tory MP for North East Hertfordshire, told constituents that he was talking with fellow MPs about what happens next. He added, "I think it will take 2 or 3 weeks to know the answer. Key by-elections in Wakefield and in Tiverton and Honiton take place in 3 weeks." Former Cabinet Minister Robert Buckland said on Saturday, 28th of May, that changes will have to be made if the party suffers heavy defeats. The Liberal Democrats say many of those calling for Boris Johnson to resign are in Tory seats that they are targeting. The Deputy Leader of the Liberal Democrats, Daisy Cooper, said Conservative MPs who spend months defending Boris Johnson over Partygate are now finally acting because they're worried about losing their seats. Daisy Cooper added, "This by-election in Tiverton and Honiton is a chance to send a clear message that people won't stand for Boris Johnson's lies and law-breaking and that he has to go. If we can overturn the huge Tory majority, the trickle of letters of no confidence in the Prime Minister could turn into a flood." Johnson caused further astonishment on Friday, 27th of May, just 2 days after declaring himself to have been humbled by Sue Gray's report, when it was announced that he had written parts of the Ministerial Code of Conduct so that ministers no longer have to resign for minor breaches of the code. He also removed a section of the code which referred to ethics. The Labour Party on Saturday announced it would hold an Opposition Day debate in which the party would pledge to strengthen the Code of Conduct. In a further potential blow to the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, doubts are being raised recently about whether the windfall tax will raise anywhere near the £5 billion that the Chancellor claimed it would on Thursday, 26th of May. The left-of-centre Commonwealth think tank said he may only raise a fraction of that sum because of complex rules which allow investments to be offset against profits. The warning comes after the Liberal Democrats said delays to the tax's introduction meant he had missed out on £3 billion from the extraordinary profits reported by oil and gas firms in 2021 and another £8 billion so far this year.